This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States' top infectious diseases expert is now saying that the country's in an unnecessary predicament of a soaring COVID-19 cases fueled by unvaccinated Americans in the Delta variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci, describing himself as very frustrated, added that we're going in the wrong direction. He recommends that vaccinated wear masks under consideration, but the government is leading public health officials. Also, booster shots may be suggested for people with suppressed immune systems who have been vaccinated. Fauci, who also serves as President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, told CNN State of the Union that he has taken part in conversations about altering the mask guidelines. France's parliament approved a law early Monday requiring special virus passes for all restaurants, the domestic travel, and mandating vaccinations for all healthcare workers. Both measures have prompted protests and political tensions. President Emmanuel Macron and his government say that they are needed to protect vulnerable populations and hospitals as infections rebound and to avoid new lockdowns. The law requires all workers in the healthcare sector to start getting vaccinated by September 15th or risk suspension. It also requires a health pass to enter all restaurants, trains, planes, and some other public venues. It initially applies to all adults, but it will apply to everyone 12 and older starting on September 30th. To get the pass, people must have proof that they are fully vaccinated, tested negative, or recovered from the virus. This is VOA News. German politicians are deeply divided over a warning by Chancellor Angela Merkel's chief of staff that restrictions for unvaccinated people may be necessary if COVID-19 infection numbers reach new heights within the coming months. The chief of staff, Helge Braun, told the newspaper that he does not expect another coronavirus-related lockdown in Germany, but he said unvaccinated people may be barred from entering venues like restaurants, movie theaters, and stadiums because the residual risk is too high. His comments fueled an ongoing debate in German politics about potential vaccination requirements. The issue has proven divisive, even with Merkel's own Christian Democrats Party. Although the pandemic disrupted family life across the United States since taking hold in spring of 2020, some parents are grateful for one consequence. They are now opting to homeschool their children, even as schools plan to resume in-person classes. The specific reasons vary widely. Some families who spoke with the Associated Press have children with special educational needs. Others seek a faith-based curriculum or say their local schools are flawed. The common denominator is they tried homeschooling on what they thought was a temporary basis and found that it was beneficial to their children. The United States says that it will continue to carry out airstrikes to support Afghan forces facing attack from the insurgent Taliban group. A regional U.S. commander said this Sunday, as the U.S. and other international forces have drawn down troops in Afghanistan. Taliban escalated its offensive in recent weeks, taking rural districts as well as surrounding provincial capitals after U.S. President Joe Biden said that in April, U.S. troops would be withdrawn by September, ending a 20-year foreign military presence there. U.S. Marine General Kenneth McKenzie told a news conference in Kabul that the United States has increased airstrikes in support of Afghan forces over the last several days and prepared to continue its heightened level of support in the coming weeks if the Taliban actually continues its attacks. But he also said Taliban victory was not inevitable. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.